welcome to another episode of the Everyman Drummer Podcast. This is your host, Will, and your email address is everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com, and your Twitter handle is Will Geronimo. Go ahead and leave me messages there. Leave your comments, subscribe, like, rate, and review. That helps us out. Helps us out a lot. This episode is going to be a pretty cool one. It was one that I was reading in the Drum magazine. It's actually I was reading it online, and it's like a little bit over a year old. This is from the January 2019 issue, and I was reading an article about Bernard Purdy. Everybody knows who Bernard Purdy is. I hope you guys do. Most of us drummers do. We all know about Bernard Purdy and the Bernard Purdy Shuffle. We've heard those a lot of time tried to be replicated. It's almost near impossible to do that. Come on. That's one of the sweetest grooves out there. Only a few people can accomplish that. John Bonham and Jeff Beccaro. Everybody's tried. Even I've tried. I've probably failed at it as well. But we're not going to here talk about the Bernard Purdy Shuffle. This one is about, his article is about the five essential things that he can't live without in his toolbox. Drums, whatever. Whatever that will help him get his sound out there. It's actually, the article is called Five Pieces of Gear, Bernard Purdy's Essential Tools. And I was reading it and it got me thinking. If a master like Bernard Purdy can live using, you know, five essential tools to get his message across, I'm sure all of us drummers can do the same thing. And I was reading that article and I was saying, why not? I mean, I've done it before. Where it's like I'd go over to the studio and I'd use the house kit. I'd bring my cymbals. Obviously, you can't live without your sticks. Like to see you try and play the drums with just your hands and see what happens. Probably going to end up walking away bloody and blistered and all that fun stuff. But for the majority of us, we all play with using sticks. Am I right? Yeah, seems to be the common tool with all of us. But what I was realizing when I was reading that article was, you know, he's right. And any drummer that you hear, it's not the gear that gets the credit. It's the person playing that gear. You're the one that's going to get the credit, not the gear. The gear's not playing you, you know? So I was reading the article, listing it out in my head mentally, blah, 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 you know? He mentions he can't do his sessions works without his seat, without his rock and sock bicycle seat. Now, me personally, when I've gone on to do sessions, you know, I've always brought my seat because you have to be comfortable out there playing to be playing. Straightforward. You just have to be comfortable. You can't be out there and just sitting on anything. Sit on a little slab of concrete and you're going to be comfortable out there? No way. The Carmichael Throne is one of the top ones out there. It's got that, almost like it's split. It's split down the middle, and it's supposed to be able to support, you know, both sides of your legs and, you know, your butt, each side of it equally, so that you can be more centered. Todd Zuckerman uses this and endorses the Carmichael Throne. I've tried it. It takes a little bit to get used to. Happy to say that I am still using my number one, the Pearl Rode Pro Throne, I believe that's what it is. I really can't see the name on it, but that thing's lasted. I love that thing. Traditional round seat. And Bernard goes on to say that he uses a bicycle-style seat with the rock and sock drum throne. He has to, you know, that's one of his essential tools. Getting in the studio, playing live, playing a gig, whatever. You know, we all have those. He goes on to list number two, his DW snare. Talks about his 5.5x14 snare. Sometimes he'll use the 6.5. Me, I'll use a 5 or 5.5. And it's always the same one, my metal shelled steel shell PDP snare drum, standard with the C-Series kit that I've been using for almost 20 years. I love it. Hasn't let me down. It's been recorded. It's fun, man. That's what makes my sound. Number three is his bass drum, DW bass drum. He likes the 18-inch depth, but he prefers the 14 and 20. A lot of the old-school guys use a 14-inch depth bass drum. It's got that very punchy sound. The attack is quick. You tune it right, it'll put a hole through your chest. You'll feel that bass going through there. Number four, his Sabian cymbals. You know, those are his sound. Those are his signature sound, his Sabian cymbals. Number five are his custom drumsticks. Come on, every drummer, we all need our own drumsticks, right? You're not using the right drumsticks, you're not going to sound good. You're not going to sound like you. That's the point here. That's the point of this whole topic. So those are his five essential items. And it got me thinking. I was reading it. He takes his those five essential items to whatever session he's going to do. You know, probably takes his regular kit out on the road for his show, or, you know, gets whatever the venue or whoever's out there to get him to rent the kit. There's that guy that rents kits in Hollywood. I forgot what his name is. Garfield, Ross Garfield, I think it is. Anyway, if I'm wrong, shoot me a comment on Twitter or send me an email. EverymanDrummerPodcast@yahoo.com. Get your comments out there. Let's talk, guys. I know you're all out there, guys, gals. Take a moment. Let's take a shout out to everybody listening. Canada, what's up? France, you're leading the way. Bring it at home. What's going on? Switzerland, the Netherlands, you guys are there. What's going on over there? Europe, you guys are strong out there. North America here. Canada and the United States, what's going on, people? Thanks for support. Thanks for showing love. Thanks for listening to the pod. I do this for you guys. We got to have a voice out there. We got to be out there talking about our passion, our drums. Drums is our passion, and talking about it, it makes me happy. So Bernard talks about the five essential things that he takes out on his sessions. And the five essentials that he uses to make his signature sound. Easy. So it got me thinking, have I done this before? Yes, I have. Do a session and I'll use the house kit, but I will bring my snare drum for my sound. I will bring my double pedal because that's what is comfortable to me. I will bring my sticks, obviously. I can't play without my sticks. I can't use a different set dial. No way. So there we go. We have three already for me. Snare drum, sticks, double pedal. The throne, that's hit or miss. Sometimes I'll bring mine. Sometimes I'll use the ones there because sometimes the one at the studio or session or whatever I'm doing is better than mine. Go figure. How the hell does that work out right there that the house one is better than mine? Who would have thunk it? So let's see. Let's start again. Got my snare drum. I got my double pedal. Got my sticks. That's three. Bring my cymbals. Usually, it'll be my hi-hats and my ride, depending on what's at the studio or the gig. You know, the less that we get to take a ground, this will, again, go to the other episode of Setup and Teardown. If you guys listened to that one before you got to this episode, you'll see that what I mean with the setup and teardown. Don't waste anybody's time. Nobody wants to be there wasting your time. You don't shouldn't be wasting anybody else's time. Come on. The less stuff you take in, the less you got to take out. Remember that? So the five essentials is a great article for thinking that way. I only got four. Sometimes it's three, depending. So I'll call ahead and I'll see what they got going on there. Ask questions. You should always ask questions. How do you know you're going to be playing some half-assed junk drum kit out there? Now, no matter what you do, this is the thing. When it comes to a house kit, if it's shit out there, no matter what you can do, you can try your hardest to get it to sound good, but it's going to take a lot of tuning, and the thing will go out of tune. I've played it. I've done it. I could get it to tune perfectly, but after that song, guess what? You're doing it again. Ask questions of what they got up there. I've been fortunate to play some of these shows where the house kit wasn't bad. I'll tell you that right now. I've heard the nightmares. You seen the memes. Venue says, all you need to do is bring your throne and cymbals. The house kit is good. And you see, look at the picture, and the house kit looks like a piece of crap out there. Sometimes you'll get lucky, and that's what you have to deal with. I dealt with it once. So that's when I decided I'm going to bring my kit everywhere. Don't want to take that chance out there being dealt a hand that you got to play a junk kit. You know, of course, this is going to sound contrary to what we've said earlier, and the gear doesn't play you. You make the gear sound, but if the gear is already garbage already, what's the point? You know, I mean, I believe in, if you get cheap gear and you fix it up and put a nice set of heads on there, yeah, that gear is going to sound magnificent. But if the cheap gear's already got cheap stuff on it, it's going to sound like trash. Let's just get that out there right now. You gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, you guys know what, you all know what I'm talking about out there if you've played a gig that sound was like that. So, my top four, cymbals, bass drum, double pedal, sticks, and snare drum. That's what I take if, you know, if I'm doing a sesh, that's all I need. And Bernard's right in the article. That's what you need to make your sound. There's certain things on the drum kit that will make your sound your sound. It's not going to make you sound like that guy over there or that girl over there or drummer X or drummer Y or whatever. It's going to sound like you. All I need is a snare drum, ride cymbal, hi-hat. You can put me behind any drum kit and it's going to sound like me. Everybody's going to say, hey, that's Will Geronimo playing the drums there, just by the sound or crack of a certain snare drum. Bottom line, that's what it takes. That's all it takes. You know, it's all you need for your signature sound. So I was reading the article, thinking about it, just like, how many people out there actually do the same thing? Because it's probably a common practice. Now, if you're going to go around telling me that you don't do that, then there sounds like there's a lie involved in there. You know, it's okay to say that you only take, you know, a couple things a session and use the house gear. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that because your sound is going to be your sound. It's not going to be that guy's sound. It's not going to be that girl's sound. That producer sound, that's going to be your sound. You're the one playing the kit. You're the one playing the instrument, not them. Bernard goes on to say he doesn't need all that other stuff simply because the mics and the engineer know what it should sound like already. I have to 100% agree with that comment right there. If the engineer is good and he knows what he's doing, and the producer knows what they're doing, if they're good, they're going to make the drum kit sound good. As long as you, the drummer, know what you're doing. He goes on to say just a little tape and a little tuning, and he's got his sound. He even said that a lot of the stuff that he's recorded in the past wasn't even on his kit, just the couple items that he brought. You know, obviously back in the 70s, there was no DW yet, so whatever he was using then, albeit a Pearl or a Yamaha, I don't quite really remember. I was too young. I wasn't born yet in the 70s, so I don't know. Even if I did the research, I'd probably way off a little bit. But I sit down, and I look at the drum kit, and I say, what really does make the sound my signature. And from what I've heard in the from people that talk about it and the stuff that I've recorded with other artists, what makes my signature sound is my snare drum and the way I play my snare drum, the way it sounds, the snap that it gives off. I got the artists that I've recorded with, the bands I've been in, they always say to bring a certain snare drum because it resonates a certain tone that gives off my signature sound. And if anybody's heard it on the Michael Charles records or the Majesty records, it's a snappy snare drum. I like to play a really tight snare drum. That's what gives my sound me, is that snare drum. You know, and lately I've played it tuned, slightly detuned a little bit, but it's still got that snap on there. That's basically it, you know. But to get back to that article about the essential things, every drummer you guys need, you and girls, you gals, guys and gals. Sounds like a thing from Simpsons. It's all you guys and gals. Guys and gals. If anybody knows a Simpsons reference right there, tweet at me. Send an email. But we all know that that's what it takes right there to get that signature sound. And Bernard outlines it in this article. I recommend you checking this out. He hits it right on the square. He hits it right on the center cut right there. Yeah. The four essential gears, five. You can make your own little top five on it too and talk about what gear can't you live without that you need to take on a gig or on a session to make your sound besides yourself? Because it all comes down to, like Bernard said, he makes the Bernard Pretty Pretty sound and nobody else. I make the Will Geronimo signature sound. You all make your individual signature sounds, not the gear. It takes us to play that gear. So yeah, when we're out there and we're only taking a couple pieces of gear with us and somebody questions you, you tell them that it's not the gear that's playing me. I'm the one doing the job. I'm the one playing that gear. And if they can't figure that out, then what the hell are they doing up there? It's like I said before in previous episodes, you can spend $10,000, $40,000 on a drum set or a guitar. But if you don't know how to play that thing isn't going to play you. It's not going to jump up and say, oh, don't worry about it. I'll cover the gig for you. What are you, crazy? We play it. We make that sound. We're the ones doing it. Can't say that about automobiles or what they're autonomous now. They're drive themselves or whatever the hell it is. It's the fun in that. You're supposed to be driving the car. Just like us drummers, we drive the band. I've said it before a lot of times. We drive the band. The band don't drive us. Drums don't drive the band. Without drummers, the drums are just going to sit there silent. So, having your essential pieces of gear that help you make your signature sound, yeah, why not? Even if it's just the snare drum that you take, or the snare drum and the sticks that you take, it's going to help you make your sound. I remember one time at band camp, this one time at a studio session, I only brought a snare drum, obviously my sticks, and I believe that was it. I didn't even bring a double pedal. I didn't bring anything else except for that. Everything was house gear. The house gear was actually pretty nice. You know, the cymbals were... All right, I'm a pasty guy, so everything that I play cymbal wise has to compare to that. And everybody knows that, you know, pasties are like, that's like a Rolls Royce cymbal right there, and everybody else is below that. You know, that's my opinion. There might be other guys and girls out there that are going to say it's the other way. Sabian's the Rolls Royce of it, or Zildjian. Touche there, right there. Sabian and Zildjian are the same. Remember, Sabian is it's the brother, Robert Zildjian, that got pissed off and decided to go up to Meductuck, whatever, up in New Brunswick and build that factory. So, I remember doing that, and it came out because that recording was actually pretty damn good, and you can tell it's me playing. If you didn't know it was me, you'd know. If you didn't know physically that it was me as a person playing, you would know by the sound. If you already knew my sound, you'd already know because of the snare. The snare gives it away. The way that I play the snare drum, it's kind of a different way. Everybody says it's a snap. I've been so used to hearing it for the past 30 some odd years that I guess, I don't know. But basically, the point is of that whole article is you don't need, if you're good, you don't need to bring everything to make it your signature sound. If you can get away with just using a couple pieces of gear, do it. Because that's going to make your sound. That's going to make your sound. That we can't stress that enough right there. We all have our own voices. It's like me talking into this microphone. You all know it's me. I got a signature voice. But when it comes to making music and drums, yeah, we all have our own signature quote-unquote voice. You know, everything that we do on the drum set, it's basically, if you can take a few essential pieces of gear, you're going to feel at home behind whatever drum set that's there. Just caution about the junk drum sets out there that haven't been maintained. A lot of these studios nowadays, they maintain their back lines, so a lot of the times they're going to put good quality stuff out there. I'll give you a perfect example. Here in Chicago, they have the Music Garage right there in the West Loop. And if I'm going to go and rehearse with a group or an artist, I go over there and all I got to do is I either bring my sticks, a couple of cymbals, and that's it. Because I already know the gear that's coming in there. That's where the home of the former Vic's Drum Shop was. So a lot of the gear was there, and they're still operating out of there, but unfortunately no longer opened as a store and more online now, which sucks. I'll just tell you that straight up. That just sucks. We'll talk about that on another episode. But I'll take my sticks. And sometimes I'll take my snare drum. Sometimes I won't even do that because the backline gear is pretty good already, so... When I say the backline gear is pretty good, that means it's of quality. And every drummer out there, you guys should know how to tune the kit. If you don't know how to tune the kit, that's your problem right there. If you can't tune the kit to make it sound good, then you shouldn't be playing probably. Well, it's not really that you shouldn't be playing. Learn how to tune the kit. Learn to make the drum kit sound the way you want it to sound. That's it. I did a session, like I said, where I only brought the snare. Whatever else I brought, I don't remember. I know that the snare was there. But I tuned the kit, and it was fantastic. It was just like playing mine. So when it was recorded, it was like I almost brought my whole kit with me when all I did was bring the snare, which was just that's all I needed. So, the essential gears that we can't live without. Some people, it may be five like Bernard. It may be three like me. Maybe it's 10. Maybe some of you guys have just won. Maybe it's, well, I just go to the studio and I bring my snare drum. Great. Awesome. That's your signature sound right there, that snare drum. That's what we like to hear. You always often hear less is more. Sometimes it is, but most of the times less is always going to be less, like, you know. But those are my thoughts on the essential gear thing. And Bernard hit it right on that article. I recommend you guys check that out. It's in the January version of, or the January 2019 version, if you backlog it online at drummagazine.com. It's there. And speaking of which, I do have to get my subscription back. It's been too long that I've been without it. I need to get that back just to be up to date on stuff. I don't like looking online. I like to feel magazine pages in my hands. So, a lot of good, that's a great article to check up on, you know. Just from the point of not having to lug a lot of stuff around, too. But he does bring up that interesting point that's you only need a certain item, few items to make your sound. And I agree, you do. You only just need a few items to make your sound. Bernard's sound is always going to be Bernard Pretty Purdy. My sound's always going to be Will Geronimo. That's basically it. You're the one playing that instrument, not the other way around. So, email the show at everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. Tell me what you guys like. What are your essential gears? And then we'll do a recap. You know, we get enough emails and we can do a recap of every email before we start the topic of the next episode. Get some emails out there. Your Twitter handle, Will Geronimo. Like and subscribe to the pod. You guys have heard this before, probably on the other podcast that you hear. I don't like to repeat it because you guys can only feed people so much information before they actually tune out. So, good article. I recommend you checking it out. Bernard Purdy's 5 essential tools. 5 pieces of gear, Bernard Purdy's essential tools. It's a, like I said, it's a good article to just read. Get your thoughts going on stuff. And it gets you thinking about the next session that you're going to do. Do I really need to bring all my stuff with me, or should I just limit it to what I absolutely need to get the job done? That's what you should think of it for the next sessions and the sessions after that. So, that's all I got today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. New subscribers, welcome to the pod. The returning people, I'm glad you guys haven't left. I'm glad I haven't scared you all. It's just going to get better. Stick around enough. We're gonna see where this goes. We're going to have some fun with it. Some topics that I'm going to be heated about, like we've already talked about in the past. I've been heated about a few of them already. Sure, I'm going to be heated about some other ones. It's just nonsense out there. Can't have nonsense, but I guess we have to. That makes for interesting discussion. So, check it out. Like, subscribe, rate, and review. Your Twitter handle, Will Geronimo. Your email address, everymandrummerpodcast@yahoo.com. Send those comments in there. We'll read them. Take a look. All you guys out there listening in the podcast world, thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Keep on drumming. We'll see you later.